Well, obviously, there's gridlock in Washington as they try to find some kind of bill that both the House and the Senate can pass and present to the president that would raise the debt ceiling. But partisan fighting has affected not just the debt limit. Over the weekend, Congress failed to pass a funding extension for the Federal Aviation Administration. The FAA has now had to furlough thousands of employees. Airport modernization projects that are worth billions are now on hold. The long-term full FAA bill is stalled in Congress, and the core of the debate has less to do with money, perhaps, and more to do with federal rules that govern how workers can vote on unionization. As part of our ongoing project, Transportation Nation, we're joined this morning by Congressman John Mica, Republican representative from Florida's 7th District. He's the chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and says Democrats are to blame for the FAA shutdown. Is that correct, Congressman?
Well, I don't want to just put partisan blame. You know, this issue of reauthorizing FAA goes back some time. The Democrats did have control of the Congress for 4 years, and they did 17 extensions and never passed a successful reauthorization. We've been forced, I've been chairman for about 6 months, to do three extensions. We did the fourth last Wednesday, sent it over to the Senate, and it stuck over there.
We're speaking with Congressman John Mica of Florida. Let me play for you a clip from your colleague, Senator Jay Rockefeller. On the Senate floor yesterday, he accused House Republicans, and you particularly, of using this bill to actually get something passed that has to do with union rules in the bigger bill. Take a listen.
I wish I understood why the policy objections of one company, Delta Airlines, mattered so much to so few.
What's your answer to Senator Rockefeller?
Well, the extension that they're trying to get now, the 21st extension, really the issue doesn't evolve around a union issue. That's one of a number of issues. The extension we sent over there was basically a clean extension, but it prohibited subsidies of more than $1,000 to three airports, and one of them is in Nevada. It's unfortunately Mr. Reed's district that gets $3,700 per ticket subsidy. So we basically sent an extension over the only different provisions than, say, a totally clean extension would be the provisions that the Senate passed that would eliminate 10 airports. Unfortunately, one is in Mr. Rockefeller's district that are within 90 miles, and then and they passed that unanimously, that provision. And then the prohibition on granting subsidies of more than $1,000 a ticket, which affects three states.
We're speaking with Congressman John Mica, the Republican representative from the 7th District of Florida. Explain to me then, Congressman, this provision on unionization. And let me explain it to you the way I understand it. That last year, the National Labor Relations Board changed the rules. They said that a majority of workers voting would be needed to unionize a shop. And before that, they'd needed a majority of all the workers. And Rockefeller is claiming that you and your party are using this temporary authorization bill and adding in the provisions on unionization to a bill that has nothing to do with union rules.
Well, I think they're trying to shift the debate away from what's actually in the extension, and that's the prohibition on these $3,700, $1,500, and $1,400 subsidies. That's the only provision in the extension. The other issues, and there are many of issues, slots, the level of funding, a whole host of issues. And actually, what you're talking about is not the National Labor Relations Board. It's the National Mediation Board, which had a rule for 75 years that you would have to have a majority of all the workers. If you had 1,000 workers, 500 would have to vote to go into a union. That's under the National Mediation Board, and it affects a limited number of transportation interests. That rule was changed again after 75 years. I had offered, actually, if they only want less than a majority to vote going in, they kept the higher standard, which is a majority of all the workers, going to decertify to get out of the union. So I had offered that as a in our negotiations as one of the issues, one of the compromises. But they've turned that down flatly. I'm willing to negotiate with them, but again, right now, you need an extension. The extension has been in the Senate since last Wednesday. They failed to act on it, and we have the closed down.
Congressman John Mica, who's a representative from Florida. You know, all of these things that you're talking about, the backroom discussions, the offering up of this concession for that concession, the end result on the street is that the FAA has had to furlough thousands of employees who are sitting at home. The projects that are worth billions of dollars have been shut down. We're losing money. And it's because the FAA has been a completely vital national organization has been defunded. And this seems to me, unfortunately, be the same kind of problems that are holding up the debt ceiling raise. Isn't there some way to cut through all of this congressional backtalk and just get the work done that needs to be done?
Well, it does show just whether it's the debt ceiling or FAA, how difficult it is to cut wasteful spending, even for three airports, again, that get each ticket is subsidized between $1,400 and $3,700. So they can't even take that measure up and keep FAA open. It's very sad for the employees. It's very sad for FAA, and it's very sad for the country. But I'm willing to work with them, and I've been over there yesterday trying to urge them to move forward.
That's Congressman John Mica, a Republican representative from the 7th District of Florida. He is also the chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Thank you so much for joining us, Congressman.
Thank you.
At Conversation, part of our ongoing project, Transportation Nation.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.